From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello, VOI listener. How are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomatic corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Polri and TNI mitigate interferences during Asian summit. Indonesia aims to end extreme poverty faster than SDGs target. Agnuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where the National Police, Polri, and the Indonesian military TNI have prepared measures to mitigate likely interference during the 42nd Asian Summit in Labuan Bajo West Manggarai and East Nusa Tenggara. This was affirmed by the National Police Chief General Listio Sigit Prabowo in his statement in Labuan Bajo on Sunday. He also said that the police have prepared measures to anticipate demonstrations during the summit. He added that the police would establish communications with the parties who are wishing to voice their aspiration through demonstration. Furthermore, General Listio Prabowo also drew attention to the potential threat of terrorism, saying that he had held a meeting and prepared a detection task force unit to monitor suspected individuals. The security apparatus has also prepared K-9 and bomb defusal teams in anticipation of suspicious goods or objects. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Mohajir Effendi, stated that Indonesia can end extreme poverty faster than the target of the Sustainable Development Goals Agenda. President Joko Widodo ordered to achieve a 0% extreme poverty rate in 2024, which is 6 years ahead of the target agenda. He conveyed when becoming the keynote speakers at the opening of the ASCC Knowledge Forum in Nusa Dua Bali Province on Sunday. To realize convergence in accelerating extreme poverty elimination, Minister Effendi noted that each ministry or agency, local government, and various parties involved have been asked to use the information regarding the level of welfare contained in the targeting data for the acceleration of extreme poverty elimination, or P3KE, as ordered by President Joko Widodo. Minister Effendi hopes that the target to achieve 0% extreme poverty in 2024 can be realized. He admits that the target is quite difficult considering that there are some areas in Indonesia that are hard to reach. Indonesia is determined to form the Asian Village Network as a platform for cooperation between member countries' villages to contribute to and obtain direct benefit from the development in the region. This was affirmed by officials of the Villages Development of Disadvantaged Regions and Transmigration Ministry, Muhammad Fakhri, through a statement on Sunday. The village network formation is planned to be conducted officially by Asian leaders during the 42nd Asian Summit in Labuan Bajo, East Nusa Tenggara, on May 9 to 11. The Asian Village Network is expected to open more opportunities for villages in member countries to benefit from Asian cooperations with other partners, including private sector. Let's move on to the international news, where Russia stages its annual Victory Day parade on Red Square on Tuesday amid particularly tight security after a series of drone attacks, including on the Kremlin Citadel, symbolic heart of the Russian state, which Moscow has blamed on Ukraine. Victory Day is a key anniversary for President Vladimir Putin, who often evokes the spirits and sacrifice that helped the Soviet Union defeat Nazi Germany in 1945. To kindle Russian sense of patriotism, especially since launching what he calls a special military operations in Ukraine on February 24, 2022. The Secretary General of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, His Excellency Mr. Hissein Brahim Taha, made an urgent appeal to the OIC member states, financial and humanitarian institutions and international donors to provide urgent humanitarian assistance to Sudan amid the deteriorating humanitarian situations the country is currently facing. In a statement received by Voice of Indonesia on Sunday, he called on the donors and partners to focus on the provisions of medical supplies and health services to Sudan and urged them to support the Sudan's neighboring countries' efforts in hosting the numerous Sudanese and foreign refugees. At least 22 people died when a double-decker tourist boat capsized in India's southern state of Kerala, officials said on Monday. The incidents happened late on Sunday in Tanur, a coastal town in Kerala's Malappuram district. Rescue operations were ongoing. Police officers from Tanur police stations told AFP there were about 30 people on board. The state sports and fisheries minister V. Abdurrahiman, who was helping to coordinate rescue efforts, said most of the victims were children on school holidays. Survivors told local media that many of the passengers were not wearing life jackets. Vietnam has reported a record high temperature, with climate experts warning such extreme weather events would continue. The country's scientists have warned that global warming is exacerbating adverse weather, with the region sweltering under a heat wave in April, when neighboring countries also registered record temperatures. A temperature of 44.1 degrees Celsius was measured in Vietnam on Saturday, the National Center for Hydrometeorological Forecasting said, breaking the 2019 record of 43.4 degrees Celsius. Across the country, weather experts and authorities had warned the population to remain indoors during the hottest parts of the day. Well, listeners, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner. On thousands of U.S. citizens take part in a cultural tours at the Indonesian Embassy in Washington, D.C.
More than 5,100 Americans visited the Indonesian Embassy in Washington, D.C. on Saturday as part of the Around the World Embassy Tour, or AWET, program initiated by the Events D.C. organization. The Indonesian Embassy in Washington participated in the tour program by providing insight into Indonesian culture to visitors in order to celebrate International Culture Awareness Month. This was reported through the press release from the Indonesian Embassy in Washington, quoted by Antara on Sunday. During the event, Indonesian Ambassador to the United States Rosan Ruslan explained that the event was aimed at strengthening Indonesia-U.S. relations and increasing the interest of U.S. tourists to come to Indonesia. Thousands of U.S. citizens took turns visiting the Indonesian Embassy building, which is listed as one of the historic buildings there. Visitors were given an introduction to Indonesian culture through dance, music and culinary, as well as Indonesia's leading tours. They also had the opportunity to take part in batik activities and martial arts training. The building occupied by the Indonesian Embassy was formerly known as the Walsh Mansion. The 120-year-old building was built in 1903 by Thomas F. Walsh, the owner of gold mine in Colorado and one of the richest men in the U.S. In that building, visitors can see a replica of the Hope Diamond, a 45-carat blue diamond formerly owned by Evelyn Walsh McLean, daughter of Thomas Walsh. Around the World Embassy Tour, AWET, is part of Passport DC activities and has become the most popular annual cultural tourism event in Washington, D.C. This year, more than 60 foreign embassies in Washington, D.C. participated to showcase the culture of their respective countries.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
We begin today's history on May 8, 1948. 48, when the World Red Cross Day was celebrated for the first time. May 8 is celebrated as International Red Cross Day for the first time in 1948. May 8 was chosen as a tribute to the services of the founder of the World Red Cross movement, namely Henri Dunant, who was born on May 8, 1828. World Red Cross Day commemoration aims to inspire, facilitate, and promote all humanitarian activities carried out by the International Committee of the Red Cross and members of the national community who are affiliated. International Red Cross Day is also used as an opportunity to recognize the service of volunteers and staff who are fighting to save the lives of many people. May 8 is also commemorated as World Ovarian Cancer Day. World Ovarian Cancer Day was first observed in 2013. This day is dedicated to supporting ovarian cancer survivors and helping to give them a zest for life. In addition, this day also aims to raise awareness of ovarian cancer. The beginning of the commemoration was May 8, 2009, when medical professionals gathered for an international conference to share their experiences and struggles while working with ovarian cancer patients. We end today in history with an event in 2018 about the Mako Brimob tragedy. Tuesday, May 8, 2018, a hostage taking and murder took place at the Mobile Brigade Command Headquarters Detention Center, Kelapa Dua Depok, West Java. Six people died, namely five policemen and terrorism convict. A policeman was taken hostage and four others were injured. The police at that time said that as many as 156 convicts in terrorism cases who were languishing in the Mobile Brigade Headquarters Detention Center attacked the security forces, seized 30 weapons and ammunition. For 36 hours, they controlled the Mobile Brigade Headquarters before finally being taken over again by the police.
Bintang kecil di langit yang gelap, di mana dirimu tunjukkan rupamu. Bintang kecil di langit yang tinggi. Jauh tuh ku sentuh, lihatlah diriku. Jangan kau pergi, kembali padaku. Temani sepiku saat malam tiba. Jangan kau redup di telan sang surya. Sirna cintamu kala pagi datang. Bintang kecil di malam yang gelap, sunyi sepi galau, ku rindu parasmu. Bintang kecil di malam yang dingin, hangatkan duniaku, ceriakan hatiku. Jangan kau pergi, kembali padaku. Temani sepiku saat malam tiba. Jangan kau redup di telan sang surya. Sirna cintamu kala pagi datang. Temani sepiku saat malam tiba. Jangan kau redup di telan sang surya. Sirna cintamu kala pagi datang.
Bintang kecil di malam yang indah,
sinari terangi hangatkan hidupku. Sinari terangi hangatkan hidupku.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry is exploring opportunities for trade and investment cooperation with Myanmar, especially in the development of new and renewable energy ecosystem. During a roadshow in Myanmar, Chairman of the Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry and Chair of the Asian Business Advisory Council, Arshad Rashid, emphasized that the role of the business and private sectors in establishing trade relations or investing in sustainable energy is important, especially to achieve Asian economic growth and the commitment to net zero emission by 2060. In a statement quoted by Antara on Thursday, he said, "Myanmar and Indonesia are able to work together to utilize this new and renewable energy into electricity generation." According to Arshad Rashid, Myanmar and Indonesia have the potential for solar, wind, hydro energy, bioenergy, geothermal, and marine energy that can be utilized. He added, in the development of water energy, Myanmar and Indonesia are included in the top 20 countries in the world, with the potential for hydroelectricity as new and renewable energy, but have not been utilized. Arshad explained during the visit, the Asian Business Advisory Council delegation also pushed forward priority issues and Asian legacy programs, one of which was through the Asian Business Entity Legacy Project initiated by the chairperson of Asian Business Advisory Council Indonesia. It aims to increase and provide intra-business investment incentivation for inclusive and sustainable industrial and economic development. Arshad further said, Indonesian business people hope to work together with Myanmar to build an industrial ecosystem for electric vehicle and batteries. The cooperation between the two countries can open new jobs and increase the economic growth of both countries. Operation in this sector is considered strategic because Myanmar also has the third largest critical mineral deposit in the world and is rich in dysprosium and terbium, earth metal elements which are one of the important elements in making lighter electric vehicles. On the other hand, Myanmar has also taken steps to support the use of electric vehicles in the country, including building a charging station and granting permits to import electric vehicle to 9 companies in the country. This incentive is considered to open up an export market for Indonesia to market electric vehicle to Myanmar.
Voice of Indonesia.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian wonder, I'm going to take you to Singkawang City in West Kalimantan.
Apart from being known as the city of a thousand temples, the city also has its attractive tourism attraction, such as Lake Biru. Lake Biru is indeed quite unique. From the shores of Lake Biru to the southeast, you can enjoy a long row of green mountains. These mountains are like natural fortresses that border Singkawang and Bengkayang Regency. From Lake Biru, you can also see natural scenery such as blue sky and water, meadows, shady and neatly arranged palm groves, and humming deserts. Lake Biru used to be an illegal gold mine a few years ago. Now, this place is no longer used for mining because it has turned into a lake with blue water. Just like the name, Lake Biru. Biru means blue in English. In other words, actually this lake was formed due to the impact of natural damage which produces a beautiful view. In other lakes, visitors can usually swim, but in this lake, you are prohibited from swimming because this lake was a gold mining excavation. It is estimated that it still contains lots of chemicals. However, this Lake Biru has a beautiful scenic background as a photo spot. Besides, you can also enjoy an amazing sunset in this lake. Lake Biru is located about 6 kilometers from Singkawang City, precisely on Jalan Wonosari, Roban Village, Central Singkawang District, West Kalimantan Province. If you use a motorcycle or car, you only need about 30 minutes to get to the lake. During holidays, many tourists come to the lake to relax with their families and also to enjoy the beautiful sunset in the afternoon. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Dream.
Listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is Keberangkatan di Bandara. Keberangkatan di Bandara, which means departure at the airport. So stay tuned. We're going to present you a conversation entitled Tolong Bantu Saya. Tolong Bantu Saya, which means please help me. This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Mira, a plane passenger, who asked for Chris' help to put her suitcase in the compartment. Let's listen to the conversation.
Tolong bantu saya meletakkan koper di kompartemen. Terlalu tinggi untuk saya.
Mari saya bantu.
Terima kasih.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of today. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Tolong, tolong, which means help. Bantu saya, which means help me. Meletakkan, meletakkan, which means put. Koper, koper, which means suitcase. Di kompartemen, which means in the compartment. Tolong bantu saya meletakkan koper di kompartemen. Tolong bantu saya meletakkan koper di kompartemen, which means please help me put the suitcase in the compartment. Terlalu tinggi, which means too high. Mari, mari, which means let's. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, Tolong bantu saya meletakkan koper di kompartemen. Tolong bantu saya meletakkan koper di kompartemen, which means please help me put the suitcase in the compartment. In the sentence, there is an expression, Tolong bantu saya. Tolong bantu saya, which means please help me. The word tolong, tolong, which means help, aims to confirm a request or make it sound polite. The word tolong, tolong, which means help, is followed by an activity, such as bantu saya, which means help me. Let's listen to the other examples of using an expression to confirm a request or make it sound polite. Tolong buang sampah ini. Tolong buang sampah ini, which means please throw this garbage away. Tolong nyalakan lampunya. Tolong nyalakan lampunya, which means please turn on the light.
There are many words in Indonesian language that derive from foreign language. One of them is koper, koper, which means suitcase, derived from the Dutch word koffer, which is a case used for carrying clothes for a trip. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Tolong bantu saya meletakkan koper di kompartemen. Terlalu tinggi untuk saya.
Mari saya bantu.
Terima kasih.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Make me feel the better that you are. Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a Keroncong song entitled Mungkin Hari Ini, Esok, Atau Nanti by Keroncong Nation. The song Mungkin Hari Ini, Esok, Atau Nanti, which in English means maybe today, tomorrow, or later, was popularized by Annette Delicia, which was released in October 2020. The song tells about deep sorrow for being abandoned by someone she loves. She couldn't forget the sweet memories with the one she loves. Through this song, Annette, the writer of the song, hope listeners appreciate togetherness with loved ones so there are no regrets when left to go. Well, listener, here is Keroncong Nation with Mungkin Hari Ini, Esok, Atau Nanti. Enjoy!
Setiap hari kita di sini. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kamu yang aku butuhkan untuk jadi teman hidupku.
Bidadari tak bersayap datang padaku, dikirim Tuhan dalam wujud wajah kamu. Dikirim Tuhan dalam wujud diri kamu. Sungguh tenang ku rasa saat bersamamu. Sederhana namun indah kau mencintaiku. Sederhana namun indah kau mencintaiku. Sampai habis umurku, sampai habis usia, maukah dirimu jadi teman hidupku? Kaulah satu di hati, kau yang teristimewa. Maukah dirimu hidup denganku? Diam-diam aku memandangi wajahnya. Tuhanku sayang sekali wanita ini. Tuhanku sayang sekali wanita ini. Sampai habis nyawaku, sampai habis usia, maukah dirimu jadi teman hidupku? Kaulah satu di hati, kau yang teristimewa. Maukah dirimu hidup denganku? Katakan yes I do, jadi teman hidupku. Du 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 du, du 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 du. Teman hidupku, kaulah satu di hati, kau yang teristimewa. Maukah dirimu hidup denganku? Katakan yes I do, jadi teman hidupku. Katakan yes I do, hiduplah denganku. Jadi teman hidupku.
Yes, I do. Voice of Indonesia.
Semoga kan abadi.
programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI_official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.